Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And online with us this morning, host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. So, Dom, you want to say baseball is baseball. There are ups, there are downs, freaky things happen, but five grand salamis in eight games is an abnormality.
Oh, my God. That's more than an entire season.
Right?
I had this note ready for the guys on Bally, and it was read. So this is the 56th season of Brewers/Pilots baseball. They have had more home runs, or I should say grand slams, in the last 8 days than they had in 34 of those 56 seasons. It's pretty wild when you think about it that way.
So Brewers manager Pat Murphy joked with the guys after the game. They're like, hey, what's with this? Oh, a secret recipe. We ordered it online. Yeah, we're doing something really different. Different approach with bases loaded. But something's different.
Well, it's funny because, look, the first 74 plate appearances, they had one grand slam. But not only that, they were not really good. They were the worst team in baseball at just flat-out hitting with the bases loaded. They had like a 120 batting average, had no other extra base hits. Now, they still have no other extra base hits. It's the irony of all this. They have the most grand slams in baseball, but they don't have, like, a bases loaded double. They don't have, like, a triple down the line. They haven't hit well with the bases loaded. Then all of a sudden, in these last 8 days, they're like, oh, well, you know what? Let's just hit the ball over the fence and make it work that way. So you're right. It's an abnormality, but I'm not going to complain about it. That's for sure.
No complaints. Complaint department is closed. Dom, I was listening to you yesterday afternoon following the game on Brewers Extra Innings, and your praise for Willie Peralta was totally on point.
Freddy.
How good was Willie on
Freddy
Sunday?
Peralta.
Sorry, Freddie. I'm getting my Peraltas mixed up.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Well, look, there's been a few
games. Sorry, fastball Freddy, like, as he were.
Yeah, there were a few games he looked like Willie Peralta, let's be honest. But,
don't want that.
The thing with Freddy is he finally – I know we all say fastball Freddy and like everything plays off the fastball. I'm one of those people that disagrees. And I actually talked to Freddy about this earlier this week in the clubhouse. And if you want to get really deep in the weeds, I could talk about his pitch selection against righties, given the Cubs lineup is so heavy right-handed. And, you know, right on right, that tends to be what you want as a pitcher. But, you know, sometimes teams have learned to lay off his slider, especially a team like the Cubs, because that's what they did in their first two starts against him, where they just said, you know what, we'll force you to beat us with your fastball and with your changeup. And he didn't really throw the changeup the last time he saw him. Yesterday, he threw a lot more changeups. And the way I could tell that he was really on and the way that his stuff was all working, you know, one way we track a pitcher's success is swings and misses and how many just simply times you made the batter swing and miss. He had 18 of them yesterday, six for each. His fastball, his slider, and his changeup. Everything was working yesterday.
Last thing for you is the Brewers head out west. So Brewers, by my count, are 22 wins better than the Colorado Rockies right now. That said, as we've talked about time and time again, there is precedent for the Brewers laying an egg against terrible teams. So can't let your guard down here.
Well, not only that, you're going to the altitude. The game just is played different in Colorado. You're a mile high. The ball doesn't spin as well when you're on the pitching mound. The ball flies forever when you're at the plate. It's not so much the home runs at Coors Field. It's the doubles because the gaps are so gigantic there at Coors Field. So it's going to be a little funky. I hate that it's a four-game series. I wish it was three and get out of there. But then you really can't let your guard down because I know the Dodgers are battered and bruised, but you got the Dodgers right after them. So this is a really, really difficult road trip ahead.
Dom, thanks so much. I'll leave you with this note. Just got it in on the WTMJ talk and text line. Dom's been killing it on extra innings lately. Such a great asset to the WTMJ team.
Well, that's very, very, very kind of them. That's been so much fun and easy team to talk about, obviously.
All love for you on this Monday, Dom.